Hello and welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
Today is Friday, so it is our update episode, meaning no interview, and significantly shorter. That being said, we can't make any promises. Sometimes we say it's going to be short and it's not, but it probably will be.
Yeah.
And then we won't be here this weekend, so we hope you guys have a good Easter. All right, so for the update, first off, I am on worldmeters.info, and it's like kind of like a live, gives you updates on the cases, the deaths, and the recovered. So it's interesting because I always hear like how many cases and how many deaths, but you don't always hear how many recovered, so it's kind of nice. So coronavirus cases, 1,682,220, and this is since yesterday. Yesterday was April 10th?
No, today's
today. April 10th. This was today. Deaths, 101,983. And then recovered, 375,090. Am I? I never pronounce.
No, like, I was actually impressed that you were doing it right.
375,093.
Yeah.
I always, like, with numbers, like, I can do the millions, but I don't know why thousands. I'm like, do I say a hundred hundreds after or not? But anyways.
I believe you did it right.
I'm no math genius, so if I got that wrong, I'm sorry.
Jinx. So, I'm on a WPRI for the Rhode Island update, and just kind of giving, like, summaries of what Gina talked about in her address today. She said that, like, people who filed for unemployment should start seeing money next week, and they should see an additional $600 added to all benefit checks. So people, if you filed for unemployment, you should be seeing, you should be receiving checks next week. And then the hospitalizations increased by 9 to 169 in Rhode Island, and an additional 288 people have tested positive for a total of 2,015 since March 1st. Most of the people who are passing away are living in nursing homes. They said it's about half of the people who have, 59% of the total death have been in Rhode Island have been in nursing homes.
Wow.
So yeah, that's kind of, most of it was all the same.
Yeah, it is like, it's good in a sense. We don't want it to like keep getting the like bad news. No, I mean, it's all bad news. There's lots of bad news, but you know what I mean? Like, it's no like this crazy another edition happened. Like, yeah. Things have gone detrimentally worse. Like, it's for the most part stayed the same, and it is getting worse in the sense that a lot of people are dying and a lot of people are getting it, but it's not like, I don't know. It's hard to explain what I'm trying to say, but it's not like there's like a new.
It's not like it's like the cases didn't double.
Or, yeah.
So that's.
Yeah, something like that. It is hard to find, you know, good things right now. Like saying the cases didn't double overnight is our good news is kind of sad. Like, it's crazy that this has become our new normal. Like, to look on a website and be like, just kind of say out this many people have died, but like, it's hard to imagine. These are all individual people and like who all lived a life, so it's like when you start to think about it, it is really sad. But on a lighter note, today my mom and my sister baked cookies for Easter. They did like cutout cookies. And so they, I think, did you put the picture on the Instagram? Mm-hmm. And my sister made letters like,
oh, stay, so that was safe. Emma. I thought that was you.
Yeah, okay. I know. I said in my text that it was me, but it actually wasn't me.
I'm going to go change the caption right now.
You don't want to give false.
Giving Josie credit when it wasn't her.
Oh, same thing. you know, the household made them. But yeah, I thought that was a fun thing. And my sister is going, actually, putting them in bags and leaving them at doorsteps of her friend's house. She's wearing gloves and, like, she was super safe about it, obviously. And she's not going to, like, go in the house or even say hi to them. But I thought that was a cute idea of, you know, trying to spread some joy and happiness. I'm sure she'll be wearing her mask as well. But yeah, it is hard right now, so it's good to find little, like, pieces of joy. I guess a woman pastor is going viral right now because she made a rap about Gina Raimondo. I thought that was kind of funny. I watched. Sorry it cut off there. I got a phone call. But anyways, so about the woman, the pastor, she made a rap about Gina Raimondo, which was kind of a fun thing to do. There's lots of, like, videos and sort of, like, different things about the coronavirus being produced right now. Like, so much content because everybody has so much time on their hands. So if you're bored, that's always something to do.
Yeah, and speaking of music, local musician Zenith Volt, I think that's
this is a bit of a debate between us.
We don't know if it's Zenith.
I said it was Zenith, but it's spelled Zenith.
Yeah. Which
a dear friend of ours.
Yeah, we should have talked
to them. We should know. We're kind of related to them.
But anyway, they are doing, there's the lead singer of Bad Fish, if you've heard of Bad Fish. He is doing a live stream concert today at 9 o'clock. So tonight, and that's on stageit.com. So if you're looking for some new music to listen to, he'll be doing that. And he's incredibly talented.
Once again.
Stageit.com. What?
But the name.
Oh, Zenith Volt.
Zenith Volt. Yeah, I think that's it's a great idea just to check that kind of thing out. Gotta support the musicians. So yeah. Check it out. Okay, so that's pretty much for our updates. So now we're gonna get into questions, which always starts with the DMs we got from you guys yesterday.
Got a lot of responses to our food question. So Anna Murphy said,
Wait, repeat the question.
Oh yeah, sorry. It was, if you could only eat 3 foods for the rest of your life, what would they be? So Anna Murphy originally put pasta, pizza, chicken pad thai. But then said, just listen to the pod. She actually said just watched, but she didn't watch the podcast. So just watched the podcast and forgot about breakfast. So now it's pancakes, chicken, and pasta. You know, it's pretty good. You can do a lot with chicken
that's
and pasta.
That's real healthy, Anna.
Yeah. David Doherty said, just sushi because you can deconstruct it and eat all the stuff inside it.
I love sushi.
So I guess that makes sense. You could eat rice and everything else by itself. Mm-hmm. Aaron responded, pizza, ice cream, egg sandwiches. Clearly didn't listen to the podcast because egg sandwiches.
Yeah. Awkward.
We had a couple egg sandwiches responses, which we talked about and said that doesn't count.
So clearly, if you said egg sandwich, you're not a real listener. We're testing you with these questions.
And then Scarlett had a funny response. She said breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Kind of a loophole there. I don't think it counts, though.
Yeah, I don't either. Sorry, Scarlett.
And then Jack Galvin said fries, tacos, chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
Not the healthiest of choices.
But hey.
Emma responded, potato, good plum, and pizza. It's good, like just a good
tasting
plum.
Like a good plum, because you know, you get like the bruised plums. Can't be stuck with a bad plum for the rest of your life.
And Annie Lee's finally followed the rules and only answered once and said, pasta, ice cream, and brownies. I mean, you got 2 desserts there, Annie. That's just...
Come on, let's not go crazy here.
Riley Boland said buffalo chicken omelets. Final answer. That's only 2 foods there. Yeah, you're combining buffalo chicken,
I guess,
and
the
eggs.
Cheese.
Yeah, maybe cheese as well. I've never had a buffalo chicken omelet, but I'm intrigued now. So, Catherine Colley, bagels, salad, and chocolate. That's pretty good, I suppose.
Yeah.
Maeve Burns said pesto pasta, chicken curry, sausage, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel. Another exposing yourself there, because sausage, egg, and bagel, they're all different foods.
Yeah, you can't
Sorry.
Do that.
You can do sausage,
I do love
egg,
chicken curry, though. I mean, I do love, like, a curry.
You did love chicken curry. Daniel Lord responded, chicken, Brussels sprouts, and potatoes.
I like Brussels sprouts.
And that's good, because you can do a lot with chicken and potatoes, and then Brussels sprouts is a good sign if you like those. Owen responded, pizza, ice cream, and waffles. Not the healthiest, but, you know, we're cool with that.
Yeah, definitely not the healthiest.
Gabriella responded, pasta, chicken, eggs, because all of them can be changed and cooked differently. And that's very true. I mean, you could do a lot with all those, so that makes sense. You could even probably combine them if you wanted to. Peyton Fitzgerald said chocolate, tacos, and oranges. Okay.
Nice.
Garrett Gunning responded, Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A, and Chick-fil-A. What would you get from Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, is
what
I would ask.
That's, but you know, Chick-fil-A.
Glad to see your passion for Chick-fil-A.
You also wouldn't be able to eat on Sundays, so that's tough.
Yeah, but you could like order a lot probably.
Yeah, save some.
Okay, so now on to our questions.
The new questions.
And like we said last time, like, it's kind of funny because it's a small episode, so this is taking up kind of a lot of the episode. And it's not really anything to do with
but
coronavirus.
But Fridays are supposed to be our
but, like,
fun,
it's Friday
relaxed
fun
day,
so, you know.
So we can do whatever we want. It's our podcast.
All right, that's a good way to handle that. Okay. If you had to lose one body part, what would you lose? And you can't say, like, a finger. It would have to be all your fingers, you know? Hand, you can't say a hand, it'd have to be all, both your hands. And this is also from conversationstartersworld.com with my own adjustments.
I'm thinking all the... So if I couldn't even say all my left fingers, it'd have to be all fingers? Ooh. You wouldn't be able to really walk if you lost all your toes.
I feel like all your fingers, because like you can still...
Imagine
then you
to
can't
eat,
write or type.
Write or do anything. Like, I'm thinking toes. Like, you think you could learn how to walk?
You could get, like, a... I feel like it'd be easier to walk with, like, a fake... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a fake thing.
I'm gonna say toes.
Yeah, toes. Because it'd be easier to walk with a fake, like, feet. Like, they've got... But to write with, like, fake hands...
Exactly.
Just not... Okay, so, yeah. We'll go with toes. Can you tell that we did not
prepare? Didn't come prepared this one. Forgot to get the questions in
advance. Okay, what is the best purchase you've ever made?
Best purchase I've ever made? I don't really buy a lot of
things. Yeah, so, okay. So, I don't buy a lot of things, especially not expensive things. Like, if I really want something, I usually just wait for my birthday.
Yeah, same.
Because I'm like, I don't want to spend my money. But recently, I splurged and I bought myself AirPod Pros. And I'm not someone who uses my phone a lot. And so I thought I was going to really regret it. But I love to run. Okay. Sorry. Let's correct that. I don't love to run, but I run a lot. And so and in case you're wondering, because I was wondering these things, AirPod Pros do not fall out while you're running, and the soundproof is good. It's not amazing, you can still hear things, but it's really good. So I recommend if you're, like, feeling fancy. And it was a lot of money, but, you know, I worked hard to get that money. So, yeah, I'd say that was one of my best purchases.
I can't really think of anything that, like, would qualify as, like, a good purchase. I usually spend my money on, like, things that are necessary, but I would say the quarantine shirts.
Oh, yeah, those. That was good.
So that's probably my best purchase.
That was fun, yeah.
Wearing mine right
You've
now.
You've worn yours a lot, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I only have like 6 shirts I brought from school with me. So.
Oh my gosh, it's all your clothes?
All my clothes are still at Fairfield.
Oh my gosh.
Because when I came home,
I
thought I was just coming home for like a quick
that.
Weekend, and then next thing I know, it's...
That's actually really tough. Oh, yeah, you have your rollerblades there.
Yep.
That's real tough. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Riveting radio here. We need to remember to get the questions beforehand.
Yeah. Okay, if you could read anybody's mind, who's, like, if you could be a person for a day, and, like, you would see their thoughts, who would you be?
If I could be a person?
Like, yeah, you switched bodies with someone.
Connor McDavid.
Who's that?
Professional hockey player.
Oh, right? That...
I mean, not right now.
Have you thought about that?
Not really. I was thinking professional hockey player. Who would I want to be? And he's the best one, so...
Who would I want to be? I think it'd be cool to...
Or Matthew McConaughey.
I think it'd be cool to be a singer, because I've always wanted to... Like, I have a terrible singing voice. But if I, like, love... I think, like, performing in front of a huge audience and just, like... Like, getting so pumped up and being, like a good rapper, even.
That's so true. Like, Drake.
Like, being
Drake
would
be cool.
Or being even, like, Taylor Swift when, like, the stadium's packed and you're just, like just getting everyone so
pumped. Because, like, I love singing karaoke to, like, a bar. So, like, imagine, like, a whole entire state, Fenway Park sold out.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be a singer.
Yeah.
Let's just go with Drake for me.
Okay. That's a good one. Maybe we should do that one for a question.
Yeah, I think that's
okay,
a good one.
That makes 3 questions. So, that brings our episode
to
a close.
We got to do quotes.
I always forget the quotes.
Okay. So, this one is from Eleanor Roosevelt. With the new day comes new strength and new thoughts. You know, every day comes new strength and new thoughts, man.
That was from good.
From a great lady. Some say she was the mastermind behind FDR, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, a great woman for sure. This is me trying to... Oh, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to force it. I don't have a quote today. My quote is just, have a great weekend.
Yeah, enjoy your Easter.
Stay safe. If you celebrate Easter, enjoy it. If you don't, just enjoy the weekend. Remember to please stay inside. I know how hard it is, especially you probably want to be with family right now. But Zoom with your family, it's a great thing. And, like, watching your grandparents and parents, if you don't live with them, trying to figure out Zoom, will provide some comedy for you. So, yes. Yeah.
It's make the most out of it.
Yeah, make the most out of it. Of course, as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, DM us at our Instagram. You guys are great. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Stay safe.